How do you much of a matchmaker? I know you said you have a couple of friends that are online dating, and you probably feel bad for them because it's never worked out, and they've been doing it for years. Have you tried to help them out and said, I found a guy for you?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, I've done that. And then it's like you feel really good when it's like worked out for 6 months, and you're like, ha-ha, I knew what I was doing. And then when it doesn't go well, who's to blame? I wish I would have never met that guy.
Thanks a lot, honey.
So I don't do that anymore. But
he was abusive.
But I will say, when I see some guy and I think he's handsome and I get to talk to him somehow, I'll go, are you single?
And thank you.
And I'll say...
Well, I have a theory about that, and you kind of just admitted to it. That when you see a guy you think is handsome, you'll start pursuing him for somebody else based off your own idea that he is handsome to you. So my theory is if you are somebody who is matchmaking... Yeah. Hooking up other people with other people. It's because you secretly want to have sex with those people. Otherwise, why would I pass this person along? It's like, I'm taken. I can't. But you tell you what, I'm going to set you up with somebody who can because I'm not going to let you go. Because if I was not single right now, I'd bang the hell out.
I understand what you're saying, but here's the thing. Here's where I think you're wrong. I might be out if Frosty is single, if you were single, I know what your type of woman is. So if I get to talking to somebody, I'd be like, oh my Lord, Frank would love you. Are you single? You got to meet my friend. Now, I don't want to bang her. She's not my type at all, but I know that you'll like her. I know that, oh my God, you're so his type.
Women I like are everybody's type.
They're
not take home to mama type, but they're everybody's type.
And like Eric, I know exactly Eric's type. So if I would see that girl and he was single, I'd be like, oh my goodness, are you single? Because my friend, you got to meet my friend. He's great. But I doesn't mean I want to bang her, but I know he would want to bang her.
Yeah, but you and I have a similar type.
That's true.
So I know that you would want to bang the lady you're trying to hook up with.
See,
you and Heidi have similar type women?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have similar type with
Frank. Women who wear the pants in the family?
Exactly.
The stronger.
Yeah. Okay. A nice sturdy brunette. I mean, come on. What's better than that?
I know that you're good intentioned when you do your matchmaking thing, but it's annoying, really, because you really don't. No.
I've never tried to do that with you, have I?
I know, thank you for not. Because I'm afraid that a lot of matchmakers think you know what we're looking for, and you really don't. And then if we're not interested or it doesn't work out, you're somehow offended.
Right.
Oh, what's wrong with you? She was perfect for you.
Yeah, come on, why didn't this work out?
The only reason they're upset is because they wanted to have sex with that person. Them saying no to this person you want to set them up with is basically telling you you have poor taste in men. And it's like, well, you were the one who found him attractive initially. You even said that.
Yeah.
I see a handsome guy. I'll strike up a conversation with him. Isn't that what you do if you were single? Saw a handsome guy, struck up a conversation with him. See what his story is. And if he's single and I'm single, you'd be with that guy. Instead, you're with somebody, he's single, and you're like, well, I have somebody who'll have sex with you, and then they'll tell me about it later.
Somebody should be having sex with you, sir.
Yes, and I am just the person. Because it can't be me. I'm unfortunately taken.
Right. I understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying is it's like this. The Ferraris are beautiful. I don't want to drive. I don't want one.
No, you wouldn't own it.
You're
but
like,
you
oh,
want
that's a beautiful
no,
car.
You wouldn't
but
own
I don't
it.
Wanna,
you wouldn't own it. Wouldn't be in your. You wouldn't spend the money on it, but you'd drive it. Yes, you would. You'd take it around the track a couple times.
So now
come
you're
on.
Car shopping for us. I know exactly what you would love to drive.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like with people, I can look at somebody and go, I get that she's a beautiful woman or he's a handsome guy. Not my type, but I get that. Like there are a lot of people that people find attractive. And I'm like, I don't get. I mean, I not my type at all. I get why you think
so
she's
so. What if
pretty.
You play matchmaker and you think you found the perfect woman for any of the guys in here and suddenly we don't think she's the perfect woman?
Yeah.
When you go, what's wrong with you? Of course she's perfect. See, it's like, well, whatever you picked up, your vibe, you're not in our brain.
Yeah.
You're not looking for the same thing we are. You thought you knew us better than you do, but you don't.
Or here's where it really goes wrong. If you pick somebody out and then the person that you're quote unquote shopping for, like, really? You thought he was good for me, perfect for me. I'm like, well, where'd I go wrong on that one?
Because you want him. That's the thing. If you're bad at matchmaking, it's because you're always trying to, you're just trying to strike up the conversation. If you were standing in line for coffee, uh-huh. and there's some hot guy in line, it's like, you know, I have a friend that, are you single? I have a friend that I'd like
single
to, you know, hook you up with. Let me get your number, and then I'll pass it on.
Yeah.
And have her call you.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So that's a come on line.
Of course it is.
That's floating it out there without saying it.
Can you imagine, Eric, if you're a lady, you go home this evening, she's like, I met this perfect guy for Laura.
Sure.
And
yeah.
Laura's just, you know, she can't find a man, but oh my God, he's good looking. He's got a great job and he would be perfect. So she's coming over tonight. I'm going to give him, she got the phone number from the guy, everything.
No, I'm actually fully agreeing with you on this one.
Thank you.
If that happened, I would know for a fact that she wanted him sexually. And she couldn't have him. I mean, it's great that she wouldn't cheat with this guy, but it's a...
The closer she gets, she knows Laura's going to tell details.
It's a sneaky way around it. It's a sneaky way around it.
So that's what she gets out of his stories later? That's somehow
has to live vicariously through Laura's vagina.
So Laura, okay, so tell me everything. Did you do it? Okay.
She's like, oh my God, yes.
Oh my God, tell me more.
It was incredible. It was the best sex I ever had. I can't thank you enough. Aren't you devastated that you were with somebody and you didn't get to experience this guy who basically, you had a chemistry going, that's why he gave you the number. He wanted maybe you to call him. Maybe you have a hot friend. Kind of looks like you. Maybe you can travel in packs.
I've done it before, too. Hooked a guy up with somebody that's a friend of my wife's. And she's very, very attractive. And so I hooked them up together.
Because you wanted to have sex with her.
Because I was like, oh, her friend's really pretty.
See, matchmakers, we're all on to you now.
So you never hook up someone who you think is perfect based on personality because they may not be sexually attractive. They may be... average or ugly, but the great personality. Oh, you got the same personality. You would never because you wouldn't be into it.
There's a new matchmaker app for all of you people. This way you can get on a dating site and see who people who are single trying to hook up with each other. It's called Matchmaker, obviously. And it's by the same people who make the dating app Hinge. Now, I've never even heard of that dating app, but it lets you see all your Facebook friends who are on Hinge, and then you can pair any two of them up.
Oh.
So it's Hinge Matchmaker in the Apple App Store. But then that's your excuse for being on a dating site, as you're a matchmaker.
Right.
And you're picking out dudes you'd have sex with on the site. Isn't that what you do anyway when you're with your friend and you're going through Bumble and you're like,
oh, yeah.
He's cute. I totally do him. Why don't you swipe, swipe.
We do that. We'll look at friends and I'll be like, wait, who? This guy's your Matt? No.
That's my favorite thing to do is like one of my lady's friends is on Bumble and she'll just give me her phone. We'll be out at the bar and I'll start swiping through guys, get a couple matches and start conversations with them. I do you so hard. Send. And she's like, what are you saying? I'm like, nothing.
She's the most popular girl on Bumble.
Oh, yeah, but they're talking to me.
Right.
And I'm being all dirty with them.
Some guy's like, man, this chick, no one's ever talked like this, but it's about in love. It's like your Jude Law. What was that movie with Julie Roberts?
What was it?
Closer.
Jude Law and...
Two dudes talking back and forth to each other, but they each think they're talking to a chick.
What are you wearing? Pink panties. Oh, actually, I am wearing pink panties right now. That's the first thing that came to mind. Let's see. I got dressed in the dark. I thought they were kind of tight. I think I might actually have them on backwards, too.
Your ladies.
Are they whites and you washed reds and whites together?
Nope. I just sweat a lot.
Oh, with bronzer on. He likes a lot of self-tanner. And white underwear and self-tanner, not a good mix.
Yeah, I don't even know how we got here at this point. I'm just trying to get out of it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, can't. Christian Hand is coming up at 9 o'clock. He's going to break down a rock song for us down to its individual tracks. And you'll never listen to music the same way again. But in the meantime, we still got traffic and news with Lisa. What's going on?